Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, you want to know how we fight back against these vaccine mandates and mask mandates and everything else? Just do what the union's doing, folks. How is it that federal workers were just demanded to get vaccinated or be harassed or even lose their job, but somehow the United States Postal Service actually lifted their mask mandate for fully vaccinated employees and workforce, and they're not going to have to get vaccinated either? How'd they do it? Because they organized. That's right. We need to be more like the unions. That may be the only time in my life that I ever tell you this. But this is proof that there are power in numbers. The Postal Service, in a policy decision months behind the rest of the federal workforce, has just come out on the 26th. That's 4 days ago. And will no longer require employees and contractors who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to wear a mask. Not only that, but we just got word that the U.S. Postal Service is actually going to be exempt from the mandate of federal government workers because the union said hell no to the federal government. In an online message posted, the U.S. Postal Service said employees and contractors are considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after receiving their final dose of COVID-19 vaccine that's been approved by the FDA. The agency said employees who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19 must still wear a mask in situations where they can't maintain a 6-foot distance from other employees. However, the agency said it will not require any employees to provide proof of vaccination, so you can just lie about it. Man, we should all join a union right now. This is just amazing. Quote, the Postal Service does not require supporting verification of COVID-19 vaccination status. And managers and supervisors should not request this information, the agency wrote an announcement. How are they getting away with this? Because there are power in numbers. If the Postal Service can get away with this and the agency can stand up to the Biden administration, what in the hell are we doing as Americans? Now, there's a headline today by CNN and it says, quote, it's about to get much harder to not be vaccinated. Yeah, we're going to suck the life out of you, folks. The federal government may not try to force people to get the COVID vaccine, and it may not have to. Your employer, the restaurant where you want to eat, the concert venue you want to visit, or the country where you want to travel may do it for them. Employers are the big story today. And here's where the federal government comes in again. It's the largest employer in the country. President Joe Biden, wearing his CEO hat, announced that federal workers, with exceptions, will have to either get the shot or get tested and harassed on a weekly basis. While some states like Texas and Florida have moved to protect the unvaccinated from any sort of requirement, the federal government and corporate America are moving against them in the opposite direction and applying as much pressure as possible to force you into submission, except for the postal workers. No, no, no. They organized, stood up to the Biden administration, and they were exempt. Is this a mandate or a requirement? Yes. Call it whatever the hell you want to, but this is exactly what's happening. CNN is calling it a requirement since the policy would require civilian federal workers to show proof of vaccination or face testing and other mitigation measures. But not if you're in the Postal Service. It's only on the edge of a requirement since there is an out in the form of testing, but it is certainly a requirement to prove, such as you can, that you're free of the virus. That's a step short of a mandate, which requires proof of vaccination as a condition of employment and does not provide an alternate option except in the case of medical and religious exemptions. Now, bosses, private sector, oh, no, no, no. They want to see your vax card. Biden's not alone, as bosses are now turning towards some kind of certainty for the majority of workers who probably already have the shot. We're seeing this all over the country. Now, let's talk about the unions real quick and pay attention to what happens when we organize. Unions are the only one, and large union workforces are the ones that are fighting back and winning. The Washington Post writes about immediate objections to Biden's requirements coming from union representing postal workers, as well as law enforcement officers, and they're winning. That's right, they're winning. How many people work for the U.S. government? You want to know that? Federal government, yeah, they're mandating it. Millions, about 4 million, 5 million. With contractors, grant employees, we're up to 6, almost 7 million. So there's a lot of people that are about to get vaccinated. Now, let's go back to the science for a second, and let's talk about the hypocrisy here. Ted Cruz said something that's brilliant. If these people just stop lying to us, more people might actually get vaccinated. He even said, has there ever been an institution in American public life that has been more discredited and has done more to discredit itself more rapidly than the CDC? He's right.
Did vaccines not work? Did science not operate? No, it was obvious then, and it was obvious on the day that the oracle of the CDC spoke that vaccines work, which is why every Democrat took their masks off. But fast forward to this week. The CDC issues a new proclamation. Apparently, according to the CDC, vaccines don't work anymore. That science thing, inoperative. We got more important things to worry about, like politics. As an aside, Mr. President, has there ever been an institution in American public life that has more discredited itself more rapidly than the CDC?
It's a great question, isn't it? Now, this isn't the only hypocrisy coming from the left on this issue. You look at another headline, vaccines forever. Pfizer data now claims that a third jab is strongly needed to boost protection against coronavirus Delta variant. So why isn't the federal government just being honest about this? This is now just a flu shot. You might get COVID with this vaccine, but the chance of you being hospitalized or dying drop significantly. When are they going to just start telling us the truth? When are they going to start telling us the real reality of what we're dealing with right now and just say, hey, we've gotten a hell of a lot of stuff wrong? Nancy Pelosi, by the way, she's already broken her own mask mandate to take a photo. You know, she said, we're going to arrest you. Well, there's a picture now going around of her today breaking her own mask mandate. This is the same woman yesterday that ordered and demanded that people be arrested if they don't do what she tells you to do. That's right. Capitol Police have been ordered to arrest, not warn, arrest visitors and staffers and members of Congress who refuse to wear a mask. They have been ordered to arrest them. Fast forward a couple hours later, she's already going against her own mask mandate. And if you think the White House is going to back you up or defend or protect your freedoms, you're wrong.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
White House press secretary was out, so they had the under press secretary in and was asked a simple question. Why are you asking vaccinated Americans to wear a mask?
You talk about this administration having a priority of protecting the American people. Can you help us understand why is it that the federal government is asking vaccinated Americans to wear masks to stop the spread of COVID-19? But at the same time, federal agents are also releasing COVID-19 positive border crossers into small towns in Texas.
Oh, man, that's a tricky question, isn't it? Great question from Peter Ducey there. Hey, you guys are obsessed with getting people and asking Americans to be vaccinated. Hell, now you're bribing them. Want to give them $100 taxpayer dollars to go get the vaccine. And you're demanding that people get vaccinated. You're demanding Americans be vaccinated and wear a mask on top of being vaccinated while releasing COVID positive immigrants into communities. You want to clarify that? Take a listen.
Well, let's step back for a second because this is okay. Very interesting. I'm sure everything's fine.
Something I said.
It could be. But you did laugh at my joke, so maybe that's a reaction to laughing at my joke. Okay, so I just want to be very clear here. I do want to answer your question, Peter. First, just to step back and do this 30,000-foot view, there's been no change in Title 42. Families and single adults are expelled, if possible, when apprehended at the southern border.
That has nothing to do with this question, by the way. This is called pandering. Okay, that's just, that has nothing to do with it at all.
The majority of apprehensions that we saw at the border in June were expelled. Those who can't be expelled or are awaiting processing are often placed in alternatives to detention programs.
Again, still not answering the question. The question was very simple for the White House. Why are you asking vaccinated Americans to wear a mask while releasing COVID-positive immigrants, illegal immigrants, into our communities?
While their cases are being reviewed, CBP provides migrant with PPE from the moment they are taken into custody, and migrants are required to keep masks on at all times.
Not once you release them in the communities. Not once you put them out into the public. That's a lie. The White House is now lying to every American. Once they are out of our control, right? Once you release them into American communities, you have no idea what the hell they're doing. And we do know that we're releasing COVID positive immigrants, illegal immigrants, into American towns and communities.
Including when they are transferred or in the process of being released. If anyone exhibits signs of illness in CBP custody, they are referred to local health systems for appropriate testing, diagnosis, isolation, and treatment. CBP takes its responsibility to prevent the spread of communicable diseases very, very seriously.
Didn't answer the question. Did not answer the question. The question was a simple one. Why are you releasing COVID-positive patients into society right now while mandating that people that have actually been vaccinated wear masks on top of all this? It's a fair question. Now, Biden was also asked a question today by a reporter about his mask. Take a listen to what he had to say about mask wearing in Delaware.
First part of your question?
I think people might have to wear masks again.
Well, if you notice, a lot of places people don't have to wear masks. Let's get that straight. The places where people have gotten vaccinated, where we have a high vaccination rate, people do not have to wear masks at all. Like some of you were with me yesterday when I was up in Lehigh Valley. Didn't have to wear a mask there. Don't have to mask if you come home to Delaware with me. I know you love doing that. But you don't have to wear a mask. The places people are...
Again, you listen to what he's saying now. And now he's saying, well, if you live in an area where we believe that you've got enough people vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. All right, well, then let's check the science on that, because a new study just came out right after the president said that. And I'm sure he was privy to this information. And this is another example of, I think, them just flat out lying to us. We are being told now, quote, vaccinations alone are not enough by itself to stop the spread of variants, a new study has found. Vaccinations alone won't stop the rise of new variants and, in fact, could push the evolution of strains that evade their protection, researchers are warning as of Friday morning. They said people need to wear masks and take other steps to prevent the spread until most everyone in a population, are vaccinated. Well, that's good to know. Their findings, published in Nature Science Reports, supports an unpopular decision by the CDC to advise even fully vaccinated people to start wearing masks again in areas of sustained or high transmission. Quote, we found that a fast rate of vaccination decreases the probability of emergence of a resistant strain. Counterintuitively, when a relaxation of non-pharmaceutical interventions happen at a time when most individuals of the population have already been vaccinated, the probability of emergence of a restraint strain was greatly increased. So let's just break that down for you. If I'm understanding this correctly, and I think that I am, what you're now telling me is that you're not protected if you're vaccinated. Am I wrong? And that I got to get a mask back on to get protected. In other words, let's do it another way here. I should get vaccinated so that I won't get the virus. That's what the government's telling me. That's what Biden's telling me. That's what CDC's telling me. That's what Fauci's telling me. But then I'm going to have to wear a mask. But just keep in mind that you will still maybe probably get the virus. But you definitely need to continue wearing the mask if you are vaccinated. If that is confusing, that is exactly why so many Americans are saying, I'm not getting the damn jab. Again, you should. This is the logic coming from this administration, from the CDC. You should get the vaccine so you won't get the virus or have to wear a mask. But just keep in mind that you might still get the virus and will definitely need to continue wearing a mask if you get the vaccine. I go back to the basic point that I've made over and over again. You need to be honest with the American people. Say, we've screwed up a lot. We don't know everything. Here's what we think we know today. And just go with that. Louisiana critical care physician Dr. Christopher Thomas was on TV today this morning warning unvaccinated individuals, saying, quote, you cannot avoid the Delta. His hospital is admitting one COVID-19 patient per hour, and their average age is 48. We're becoming victims of the unvaccinated at the current pace. So if you don't get vaccinated, you are public enemy number one. public enemy number one. You are the worst person in the world.
I think it's important to recognize that we're becoming victims of the unvaccinated at the current pace.
Yes, we are. So damn it, you better go get this thing now. We got the death counter back up on TV to scare the hell out of you, by the way. Right now, you look at CNN, it says coronavirus pandemic in the United States. We got a new deaths, seven-day average, 305, 23% up from a week ago from Johns Hopkins University. Fully vaccinated in this country, we got that ticker up now. It's at 49.4%. And now we're going to find every doctor in America that we can find to scare the hell out of you.
I think it's important to recognize that we're becoming victims of the unvaccinated.
Yes, you are public enemy number one. Now, by the way, we're just going to let you know, you get vaccinated, folks, and we appreciate it, but you're probably going to have to wear a mask. There is zero integrity, zero honesty from the CDC, zero integrity from Dr. Fauci, zero integrity from this White House, and they want this number to go up. It will never go up the way it needs to until you put someone on TV that the American people can actually trust. This is a trust issue. You want to know who to blame right now? It's not the unvaccinated. It's Dr. Fauci and the Biden administration for never admitting they've gotten anything wrong. Not once have they said they got it wrong or explained how they got it wrong and why it changed. If they were honest, more people would get vaccinated. So don't blame the unvaccinated for you guys sucking at your job.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to have more people get vaccinated, then understand how stupid you look. Understand how stupid you look when you are telling people that if they got vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Now you're telling them they have to wear a mask, and now you're telling them that they don't have to wear a mask in places where there's a low infection rate, but in higher areas they must wear a mask or people are going to die. Joe Biden snapping at Fox News reporter Peter Doocy after he confronted the president about pushing to get vaccinated people to wear a mask. If you want to get people to wear masks, don't snap at people when all we're doing is pointing out how ridiculous your guidance seems. The only way to get over the ridiculousness of your guidance is to admit, hey, we've gotten wrong a lot, guys. We're doing the best we can. If you just said that, there would be some goodwill. But you refuse to admit that you guys have screwed this up 100 different ways to Sunday.
Mr. President, you said if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Peter.
And it seems...
I have said if you're fully vaccinated in an area where we do not have... Well, let me clarify.
In May, you made it sound like a vaccine was the ticket to losing the mask forever. And it...
That is true at the time, because I thought there were people who were going to understand that getting vaccinated made a gigantic difference. And what happened was, a new variant came along, they didn't get vaccinated, it was spread more rapidly, and more people were getting sick. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, let me yell at you real quick. That's really going to convince a bunch of people to get the vaccine, right? That's totally going to fix all this. By the way, if you're a person listening to me right now and you actually think to yourself, looking at these bureaucrats, looking at these politicians, looking at the Faucis and the CDC, man, I wish these people had more power over my life, you're an idiot. These people have no idea what they're doing. They have no clue what's going on here. We got a complete open border right now, revolving door, releasing illegal immigrants into this country right now that actually have COVID-19, but you Americans will arrest you if you come to the Capitol and you don't wear your mask. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi takes her mask off hours afterwards for a picture and breaks her own rules. Breaks her own rules that she just said, you will get arrested if you do what she just did. Has there ever been, I go back to what Ted Cruz said.
We got more important things to worry about, like politics. As an aside, Mr. President, has there ever been an institution in American public life that has more discredited itself more rapidly than the CDC?
He's absolutely right. Has there ever been? No. No, there has not ever been. You cannot trust these people. Look at Nancy Pelosi, drunk on power, threatening to lock people up if they don't do what she says, but then immediately contradicts herself in her own pictures. But public enemy number one right now is you. If you didn't get vaccinated, you are the problem. We've got doctors on TV saying so.
I think it's important to recognize that we're becoming victims of the unvaccinated at the current pace. We currently are overwhelming our bed capacity. We're creating burnout for our teams. And honestly, we're beginning to impact the rest of the healthcare of the community. What I would tell people is we've done an experiment here in South Louisiana. In July, a month ago, in June, we prepared to enter the Delta season of the variant, with approximately 35% vaccinated and 65% not. We did an experiment. The results are in this morning, and the results are very clear. We have 160 patients admitted in our hospital alone. We have over 50 ICU patients. We have 18 patients holding in our emergency department where normally they would have a bed. We have a shortage of nursing. Overall, the answer is clear. You cannot avoid Delta. It is.
Now, you hear him, you cannot avoid Delta. That may be true. But if you really want to come out and get people to listen to you, do you start your statement with this?
It's important to recognize that we're becoming victims of the unvaccinated at the current pace.
So that's what you're going to do. You want me to listen to you if I'm unvaccinated by you immediately attacking me and telling me that I'm the reason why everyone's dying. Do any of these people understand how you get people and how you convince people to listen to you? How to get people to go along with what you're saying? Look at the hypocrisy. I go back to the opening argument I made. We all need to organize, just like the unions did, to say we're not going to go with these mandates. The unions, I mean, think about the hypocrisy of the White House. We're going to mandate that we, as the largest employer in America, which is a whole other can of worms we should talk about one day, the federal government should never be the number one employer in America, but they are. We're going to mandate all you and all you contractors get vaccinated or we harass you, but if you're in a union, then we'll leave you alone. That totally contradicts the science. How do you let the Postal Service off the hook? Texas Teachers, by the way, Association presidents come out saying now that Republicans are trying to kill her. She's in Austin. She's all woke. She's out there saying students will be dying if the governor doesn't allow mask mandates in schools.
Right now, we have started a campaign to get our parents, our educators, our community to write a letter to the governor, to call the governor, to let him know why it is that they want the masks to be available, the rules to be able to be enforced in our school districts. And we're hoping, we're very hopeful that he listens to not just our concerns, but the science as well. And what we're fearful is that we are going to be in classrooms where we are going to have that student that does get too sick, that does die, and it all could have been prevented.
All could have been prevented. So now it's your fault. We're going to go political. New York Times just put out a statement. Breaking news, the Delta variant is as contagious as chickenpox and may be spread by vaccinated people as early as easily as the unvaccinated. An internal CDC report says. Now, this was internal. You weren't supposed to know this. By the way, I totally believe this. And if they were honest about it and just said, hey, the Delta variant is as contagious as chickenpox, and there's a chance you may be spreading it as a vaccinated person as easily as the unvaccinated are doing it, then, and if you just told people, we don't know what the hell we're doing the best we can, we're trying, this thing's changing, then people might actually go get vaccinated. But until they get their heads out of their ear and realize that the worst thing you can do is try to push people into a corner and then walk over yourself, contradicting yourself like government workers, you got to get the vaccine or you're killing people. But union workers, just kidding, you don't. No one's going to get vaccinated. And these doctors out there, you want to convince me to listen to you. Then start with, hey, this Delta variant, you can't avoid it. It's like the chicken pox. But that's not their opening statement on CNN. And this doctor from Louisiana, no, his opening statement, Dr. Christopher Thomas, is this.
I think it's important to recognize that we're becoming victims of the unvaccinated at the current pace.
That's how people give you the middle finger. And they don't listen to anything else you say. Don't make them public enemy number one. Give them actual information. Tell them where you guys got it wrong. You know, I've been saying this for a long time. If this administration genuinely cares about saving people's lives as much as they claim that they do, then you got to get rid of Fauci. Not because it's personal for me. It's not. It's a reality. Dr. Fauci is an individual at this point that no one trusts. Dr. Fauci has become political. Dr. Fauci has become more political than any other person I have ever seen who's supposed to be a non-political individual. No one trusts Dr. Fauci right now. No one does. No one trusts him. Everybody thinks he's totally full of crap. He is polarizing. You don't want the CDC director being someone who is polarizing like this. But there he is out there still demanding that you do certain things. And one other thing, just to the media real quick, I'll give you an example of why people don't listen to you when you tell us to do things. PolitiFact, which is the undisputed fact checker of all things politics and truth and lies, they have zero fact checks on what Dr. Fauci has said over the last 18 months. Zero. Because apparently he's beyond fact checking. Go to politifact.com, click on their page, look at the personalities, and put in Fauci. Zero fact checks on Dr. Fauci. We have seen all types of flip-flops from the CDC and from Dr. Fauci over the last 18 months, and not one single time has PolitiFact or the media fact-checked Dr. Fauci. No wonder this guy's walking around like a psycho. I mean, Dr. Fauci has been wrong more than the weatherman, and that's hard to do. But don't forget, folks, it's really all your fault. It's all your fault. Remember CNN's Don Lemon? Yeah, it's time to blame you, the unvaccinated, because all this could have been avoided. All of it, apparently, now, as they rewrite history.
I don't know if we could get this under control, and we had the opportunity to. None of this had to happen. Children didn't have to start getting sick if we didn't allow this virus to mutate and this variant to catch on. We could have had this under control. We were well on our way. And the only people that you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth, Maybe they should be shamed. Or the unvaccinated.
Maybe they should be shamed. Notice they don't blame China for any of this. Isn't it amazing how the people that actually created this have been like completely forgotten and let off the hook? No, we're going to publicly shame you. Maybe we should just publicly shame the unvaccinated. This could have this all was avoidable. Always avoidable.
The unvaccinated people have put us in the position that we're in now, and it is not a good place.
I mean, I think that the reason that we keep telling people stories of other unvaccinated people and the toll it's taken on them and their families when they get sick is that it doesn't have to be you. I mean, there are a lot of people. Sure, you've got that Trump wing. And absolutely, we showed the numbers tonight. 37% of the unvaccinated are white Republicans. Yeah. But it doesn't have to.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Now, public enemy number one, 38% of unvaccinated are white Republicans. Hey, when we see these hot spots around the country, you want to tell us that they're in Republican or Democratic districts? Anybody want to check that out? You might want to check that out. Just check it out. Do a little research. No. But you're public enemy number one because you're the white Republican. You haven't been vaccinated. 50% of Americans haven't been vaccinated. And then you go down among Republicans that are white at 38%. But let's where's the other 62%, right? Let's talk about minority communities that have not been vaccinated. Let's talk about Democrat cities that are not vaccinated with these massive rates, like Louisiana, in New Orleans, where this doctor earlier is blaming the unvaccinated. No, let's go after the white Republican because that's public enemy number one.
To be like that. And if it's about being hesitant, talk to your doctor. Listen to the information. Let's keep these dialogues going. But if it's about this idea of a perverse exercise of freedom that is really just infringing on the freedom of everybody else.
Yeah. So now you don't have freedom if your freedom infringes on someone else. If we tell you that you lose your freedom and we tell you you must do something and you don't do it, then you're infringing on everybody else's freedom. That is now the logic of the media. God help us. And I mean that sincerely. Please make sure you take this podcast and spread it and share it with all of your family and friends so they hear this crap. It's disgusting.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.